This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The city of Detroit, the bankrupt city of Detroit, it should be added, is getting ready to start shutting off water to residents who are behind on their bills, which is to say about half of the city's residential customers, 140,000 homes. As soon as the weather is warm enough, crews will head out to about 3,000 homes a week and shut them down. But a lot of businesses are in the red, too, as is the school system and the city itself, which maybe I didn't mention, is bankrupt. Together, they owe more than $50 million, $50 million. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
Daryl Latimer leads the Water and Sewerage Department's collection efforts. He says settling up with the city government is a work in progress.
Yes, you have some departments that are behind, some departments that are disputing some of the charges. And in some cases, it's not a clear case cut of who's actually responsible for what facilities.
So Latimer is negotiating. He's also trying to be patient as staff for a new mayor get their bearings.
We were close with the schools. However, we were able to work out an agreement and they're on schedule with their payment arrangement.
And then there are the commercial accounts. More than a third of the city's business customers are at least 60 days behind for a total of $22 million.
Yeah, it's kind of high, but there's a number of those accounts that are in dispute.
Some business owners say they are being overcharged on a new stormwater drainage fee the city imposed last year. They're withholding payment on just those fees. And that leaves residents. Latimer says he doesn't expect to shut off the water for half the city's households. He thinks some people who can pay just haven't gotten around to it yet.
The water bill is not seen as very important. It ranks behind your gas, electric, and even your cable bill here.
He says since news came out that the shutoffs were in the works, foot traffic has increased at the department's payment centers. Word of the shutoffs prompted Yvette English to seek out help with her bill. Her total, $3,000.
Just got up high. I mean, I wasn't paying it all the time, but whenever I got a chance to pay a little something on it, I did.
$20 here and there didn't make much of a dent. The bill is $85 a month. English has a minimal income. She cuts hair out of her house. She's got three teenage kids. And she was in trouble with the electric utility and the gas company, too.
Yeah, I'll just keep trying to make arrangements with them. I've made a lot of payment plans with them, and some old arrangements I couldn't keep.
The staff at Wayne Metropolitan Community Action Agency is helping her get caught up with the water bill. The agency expects to have $1.5 million to help residents avoid water shutoffs, but there are more than 140,000 households at risk with debts of more than $70 million. Katie Kibbe is the agency's program director. When I asked her about that disparity, she paused.
I don't even know if I have words. It is stunning. I mean, I think of families. I think of children. I mean, water is a basic right. People can't live without water.
In Detroit, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.